Welcome to No Till's French Grammar Podcast.
On the perfect tense using ETRA.
The perfect tense is used to describe actions in the past.
We have already learnt about the perfect tense using avoir, so if you want to learn about that, look at the avoir podcast.
Do you know what ETRA is?
Nah, explain it, chum.
Most of the perfect tense verbs are used with avoir, but about 13 are ETRA verbs. ETRA means to be. The conjugated forms of ETRA are je suis,
I am,
tu es, informal,
you are,
il est and elle est,
he or she is,
nous sommes,
we are,
vous êtes,
you are, formal,
ils, elles sont,
they are, where il refers to a male or mixed group and elle refers to a female group. Ah, get it now, I think.
You know you've just formed the auxiliary verb, and now I just have to form the past participle. Do you know how to do that?
Of course I do.
Go on then.
There are 13 past participles and follow the acronym Mrs. Van der Tramp.
M stands for mourir, which means to die. The past participle of this is mour, died.
The R stands for retourner, to return. The past participle of this is retourner, which means returned.
The S stands for sortir, to go out. This changes to sortie, went out.
The V stands for venir, to come, which changes to venu, came.
The A stands for arrive, to arrive, changes to arrivé, arrived.
The N stands for naître, to be born, which changes to né, born.
The D stands for descendre, to go down. This changes to descendu, went down.
The E stands for entrée, which means to enter. This changes to entrée, entered.
The T stands for tomber, which means to fall. This changes to tomber, fell.
The R stands for rester, which means to stay. This changes to rester, stayed.
The A stands for aller, to go. This changes to aller, went.
The M stands for monté, to go up. The past participle of this is monté, which means went up.
The last one, the P stands for partir, to leave. This changes to parti, left. The most important difference between conjugating ETRA verbs and avoir verbs is that the past participle changes due to the subject. So if I was female and I wanted to say I went to the cinema, I would add an E onto the end of aller. However, if I was doing an avoir verb, the ending wouldn't change. Also, if I wanted to say we went to the cinema and the we was a mixed group or just boys, I'd just add an S on the end. However, if my group was full of girls, I'd add an E and then an S.
This is so boring, I think my nan's more interesting.
Fine, let's do some examples.
Oh, let me do one. Je suis allé au cinéma.
I went to the cinema. The end of allé will just be acute, because I'm referring to a boy. However, if I was a girl, it would be acute, then an E.
Nous sommes allés au parc.
We went to the park. If I was in a group full of boys, or a mixed group, the allée would be just acute, then S. However, if I was in a group of girls, it would be acute, then E, and then S.
Tu es tombé.
You fell. If the U is referring to the boy, it would just be acute. However, again, if the U is a female, you would do acute, then E.
Ils sont allés à la piscine.
They went to the swimming pool. If I was referring to a group of boys or a mixed group, the ending on allée would be E, acute, then S. However, if the group is full of girls, it is allée with an E, acute, E, and then S. Now, the ultra spectacular, wonderfully amazing ETRA quiz. The quiz today has four questions.
Woo!
Question 1. What does the verb ETRA mean? A. To be. B. I am. C. Born. Or D. To fall.
I think it's A. To be.
That's right. £100.
Yay!
For £1,000, what is the I form of ETRA? A. Nous sommes. B. Je suis. C. Tu es. D. Il est.
That's a tough one, but I think I'll go with B. Je suis.
That's right.
Great success.
for £100,000, how do you say we went in French? A. Je suis né. B. Tu es tombé. Or C. Nous sommes allés.
I think I'll go with C. Nous sommes allés.
Right. Woo! Lastly, for £1,000,000, what is je suis monté in English? A. I went up. B. I went down. C. I was born. And D. I died.
A. I went up.
That's right. And that is £1,000,000. Thanks, John, for playing.
Woo! Thank you for listening to the Node Hill French Grammar Podcast.
This podcast should now help you form the perfect tense of être. This should help you to get a good level 5.
Au revoir.